Like, but it's better covered. Okay, so we're gonna try Tzvichah Mechira. Okay, it's a little hard, but let's see where we get. So the premise again is in general we say in Shech Dvar Veira, and we have certain exceptions. And once there are two exceptions from Limud, then you say Shnei Ksuv Mankachod, and Inim Lamdim. So one of the exceptions we already had was Mi'ilah, and then Shlichas Yad according to Beis Hillel, but according to Beis Shammai, Shlichas Yad is an exception, so they have to find another exception. So he says, Tzvichah Mechira Mai. So Tzvichah Mechira is last one. It's the fourth line on Megillah Menachah. Amar Kra, V'tvacho O Mechara. So what's the basic halacha of Tzvichah Mechira? So the halacha is if you're ganav. So if you steal something, so you're chayev to give it back, but you're chayev kefal. Okay, you're chayev to pay double. That's a knas. And if it's a shor, if it's an animal, shor osa, and you slaughter it or you sell it, so then there's a knas of four or five times, right? But it's a bigger knas. Okay, it's a bigger knas than a kefal. Okay, I think the Rambam says, someone says this, like it's an easy way to get away with things. So as Rambam talks about how in the Mora, you know, he talks about the big knasos. Knasos are big factors, how easily it is to take to get to do the thing. So it's a deterrent. So you can understand if you steal an animal, or steal anything, you can get caught with it. Like if you steal a diamond, so it's very easy to track the guy. In theory, you just find the diamond. But if you steal an animal and then you sell it to someone else, or you slaughter it and make it into meat, then you basically it's just kind of free, you know, with it. So there's a knas, there's a bigger knas if it's an animal which you could then render into meat or just pass it on. So the Torah set up an additional knas. So stealing geneva to an animal, if you subsequently sell it or shecht it, you're chayev dalavay. Fine, dalavay depending four or five depending on what kind of animal, whatever. So it says like this. So the pasuk says tvacho o mechara, whether you slaughter it or you sell it. Okay. So it says ma mechira. So it's a hakesh between tvicha and mechira. Ma mechira de acher af tvicha de acher. So just like mechira, you're chayiv even if you do it through someone else. So too by tvicha, you're chayiv even if you do someone else, namely a shliach. And therefore, yeshliach l'dvar vera by tefichah mechira. Okay, let's see. So the problem in the Gemara is where's this premise come from that by mechira you're chayiv if you do it with someone else? I mean, that's the very question. So what does it even mean if you do chayiv from mechira if you do it through someone else? So Rashi says, ma mechira eina miskayemes ela al yedei acher. Just like selling it is only fulfilled through someone else. Who? Haganav mocher velokeach lokeach. Okay, the ganav sells it, and the buyer buys it. In other words, mechira can only be accomplished through another person, the buyer. You can't sell it to no one, you have to sell it to someone. So it has to be through someone else. Saf tvicha, afilu tavcha shliach, nischayev haganav, v'sal shlumei dalabai. So too, just like in mechira, takes place, it has to take place through someone else, the buyer, so too tvicha will also be able to take place through someone else, namely through your shliach, who will slaughter it for you. And therefore you see, yesh shliach dvar vera by dalvei. Question? Okay, let me just elaborate. Okay, so I think Johnny has the right question. The question is that mechira, the question is here, yesh shliach dvar vera and shliach dvar vera, right? So, do you have to do it yourself, or could you use a shliach? Right? So the thing is that when it comes to mechira, so mechira, you're doing mechira yourself. You're doing it. I mean, it's true, you need another guy, but you're the one, you stole the thing, and you're doing mechira. Right? So you're not using a shliach, you're doing it, you yourself. You're not using a shliach, doing mechira, you're doing mechira. Now, am I doing it myself? Total? No, you can't do it yourself, you need someone else, but that's not a shliach. I'm actively involved, I'm selling it. Right? I'm selling it. But now we're trying to learn from there that shlichus works. That shlichus means where I'm simply not doing a thing, I'm just his action is going for me. That's a whole different institution. So I'll tell you, no, shlichus, really, no, you have to do it yourself. Because the Rabbi Talmud, that's why shlich doesn't work, because it's ancient Dwarvera. When it comes to Mechira, I'm selling it. Now, he shouldn't have listened to me, he shouldn't have whatever, Baman is, I sold it, so I should be chayiv. And the whole thing is, you can't compare when you sell something using a shliach, they're two totally different things. It's funny he doesn't address it, but it would seem implicit that let's say there were no hekesh, right? Let's say there were no hekesh. Let's say the Torah wrote them separately. So it would seem to be, what would be the case that by mechira shliach would work, right? It seems so. I mean, because he's saying, it seems like he's equating. I mean, like, because otherwise we'd need a hekesh for it. But mechira itself, it's saying, since mechira is possible through using someone else to sell it to someone, so it must be that with forgetting the hekesh carries it over to tvicha. But mechira itself, it would seem to be that it should follow by whatever logic Rashi is using, that a shliach would also be good, right? It seems that he's equating those two, you know? And then the hekesh is necessary to carry it over to shchita as well. But the idea itself, I mean, he's not spelling it out, but I mean, it seems to be that it's the same exact thing. But that's the question, is that selling it to someone, to another person, I'm involved, the fact that I need another person is almost accidental. But shlichus is a whole different institution. So our question is, does the Torah recognize shlichus by mechira or by tvicha? That's not a question of whether or not the fact that it happens to need someone else to do it. Yeah, I'm just quoting. I don't know if this is going to be helpful, but there are other, I give the Gemara here with Mosef Rashi. So because this Gemara appears a few places by tvicha mechira. So there's a Rashi that says, this is a Rashi in Ksuvos, it's almost the exact same thing. It says, Mechira yefshar ela al yidei acher. It's not possible but through someone else, shehelokeach lo kol mimeno. So the buyer buys it from him. And then there's one in the Bava Kama, in Mechira el b'shnayim, mochra velokeach. Okay, so they're both saying, you know, same basic thing. Okay, by the way, just pause for a second, let's just go a little further in the Gemara. Okay, a little further in the Gemara. But I mean, this is the problem we're going to work on first. But I just want to show you, there's another problem which is going to emerge. It's the Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tana. The Rabbi Shmuel learns out that Shlichos works by Tvicha Mechira from a different source. Oh! The Rabbos is a Shliach. Not from the Hakesh of Tvicha Mechira, but it says, oh! Tvacha, oh! Mechara. So, oh is a Reboy. So it's including that a Shliach works. Okay, if you just had a tvicha vitavach umachar or something like that, then I guess you'd say shliach does not work. But oh mecharo teaches you that it does work. And the beis chutzki otana tachas rabbis shliach. Later in the pasuk it says arba tzon tachas asa, whatever, different limud to include a shliach. What could you deduce from these limudim? What can you deduce according to these shitas, according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Chizkiah? I mean, I guess it's true. You can learn it two ways. I mean, the Daniel saying is that Daniel's learning that means that, of course, everyone agrees Mechira is Pashtet, that Mechishlich works by Mechira. The question is, how do you carry it over to Tvicha? So it's a three Machalikas. Do you do it from the Hekesh? Tavach Machar? Do you learn it from the extra word O or from the extra word Dachas? Right? That's what you're learning. In which case, they're all conceptually on the same page. It would say, I mean, whatever, there's some minor details. But I was learning that you want to... Right. And as others would say, good, like our Havimina, which is that by Tvicha and Mechira, without any Limudim, you'd say that Shlich doesn't work at all. Because he just doesn't buy this whole logic of ma mechira de acher. That's not acher. That's you have to do tvicha mechira by yourself. Mechira has another guy involved. Whatever. That's not shliach. It doesn't do a shliach. That's just his own thing. And therefore, you wouldn't know shliach would work by mechira. You certainly wouldn't know it works by tvicha. The only way you know shliach works is because it's a totally separate limud of oh, which will naturally be by both of them. I mean, the tabach o machar o is on. It's connecting both Tavach and Machar, and Tavach and Machar are the same thing. The Hekesh, there's even if he'd accept the Hekesh, he agrees that there's a Hekesh, but it's not going to tell you anything because you don't know that Shlichus works yet. Because the fact that Mechira works, you know, Mechira works through, you know, with somebody else, has absolutely nothing to do with this whole thing. So you could learn that way. I mean, if you learn the way, this is what Ariel's saying, but if you learn the way Ariel's saying, then, I was thinking like Ariel's saying, but if you learn that way, then basically, it doesn't make much of a difference, because then it's like Ahavamina. It's like our question is that, basically, what's the, there's nothing to the, our question was, what that, to be clear, that Mechira De'acha has absolutely nothing to do with Shlichus. And whether it's, the way Daniel's learning, everyone says, well, Ahavamina is wrong, it's just a bad Ahavamina, and definitely it does, and then it's just a different point. Or, you say the Ahavamina Maskana is actually the Machlokas, you know, Machlokas between Gemara and Be'er Shmuel and Be'er Chizkiyah. Whereas they agree with Ahavamina, and then but the Gemara, whoever, it's Tama the Gemara, it doesn't say who it is, I guess Be'Shamai, I don't know. Anyway, Stam the Gemara is saying, learning, no, Mechira De'acha is the same thing as Shlichus. So either way, I think it's going to come down to. So I think we should focus, for starters, on defining the first position, because that's the one which doesn't make any sense anyways. And that definitely is a shita. But I think afterwards we should come back and at least. Yeah. So I'm saying that Rashi is a little bit like Daniel's way, because when he says, Tachra Tachra, he says, it's teaching you that by Tvicha, the, you know, Shliach works. So he leaves out Mechira. So it's not therefore the way Ariel's learning is right. It should have said Tvach Olimkar. Because the Tachas, according to Ariel's way, is necessary to teach you Shliach works by both of them. But he doesn't say that. He just says it by Tvicha. So Daniel will say, of course, because Mechira, everyone agrees that Shliach works by Mechira. The only question is Tvicha, and that's what it's teaching you. Rashi.
Yeah.
Okay, so Daniel points out in the Defus Svarad of Rashi, it says, oh, how does it read? Litvach o Limkar. Well, Limkar or Litvach, whatever, right?
Litvach
o Limkar. So, that, I guess, is, that's Machalikas in the yourselves. Right? So this is an old Machalikas we're having. Avera? It's a good question. I mean, that's a good question altogether. How does it become an Avera? Where's the Avera of Tzvichel Mechira? But, it's funny altogether here. Like, Hezek was also an Avera, right? So it's a famous question. It's like, is there an Isser B'Matik, someone's thing? You know, I remember Zimmer told me that he one time heard a shiur from Rav Versan in Mavasara. Mm-hmm. He said that it definitely is an Avera. Definitely not allowed to do it. But I think it was like a whole arichas of like what the Isser is. It wasn't clear. Yeah, a lot of different possibilities of what it is. But it's definitely Isser to go and smash a guy's thing. You know, because what Isser is it? Like, is there somewhere in Tayyak that you know how to smash this thing? So I think I was like, I guess you get into it. Is it Gnevim? Is it this? Is that? You know, I don't know, whatever. But I guess here, you saw Anshel Dar Avera. So you see from that Gemara that is an Avera. Right? It's something which is wrong. They were out there in the Talmud. It's, you know, the Gemara is considered, you know. So it seems here also, where's the Isser Avera of Mechtvich HaMechira? I mean, it would seem in some vague sense, it's like you're furthering your Gneva. Right? I mean, you stole it, and here you're still his item, and in theory you should give it back to him, and, you know. And you're going further in your Geneva. So they're certainly not allowed to do that. Is it technically a Maisa Geneva? I mean, I don't know, whatever. I'm not sure. But again, it doesn't seem to have to be like part of Tayag or whatever to be Angel of Avera. It's wrong. You're not supposed to do it. It's a Kanas for doing it. So you see, obviously, the Torah's Kones you for doing it. You're not allowed to do it. So, I mean, I don't know. You have to really go into the Sea of Dalavay exactly. And it's a question. I'm not saying I'm answering it. But I think for our purposes, hopefully we're okay. Okay, so I want to say something here, but I may need a little bit of help to clarify it. Maybe your questions will help me make it a little clearer. But so the let's go back a step. So in every Avera, so the question is, right? You guess like this is like the way we were talking about shlichus is like in any maisa mitzvah or avera or whatever you could ask is like how's it formulated? Is it to do the maisa to do the like mechanical or human action of whatever it is like of giving a get or of you know taking off truma, you know, or of killing or of whatever it is, or is it like just to bring about an effect, you know, to be the cause of a certain effect? Okay, and if you say that it's to do the physical action, then it doesn't make. Then you definitely can't have shlichus. Shlichus is impossible. If you say it's to bring about an effect, then it's in the ballpark of shlichus applying, because now you could say that the effect could be attributed to me through my shliach. Okay, then it's possible to say shlichas. Okay. Now, the question is, what about by mechira? Okay, what about by mechira? So I think what I want to say, I want to claim, is that it can't be a maisa.
What about kiddushin?
Just develop the idea first. Okay, so I'm thinking is so I'm saying is that it can't be by mechira, that it's a strict maisa. Okay, and the reason why is because mechira is not an action. Okay, it's not an action in this sense of the term. It's not like a maisa avera, because you need another person. Okay, which means is like there's no action of mechira. There's no physical action. Like, what do I do? Like an avera would be like it's like a mechanical action, like a mafresh chuma, or I kill someone, or whatever the case is. But here, like, there's no action that you could do to sell something. You just can't, like, go and do an action of selling. You have to... It's an arrangement which two parties make, and there's a das makne, and they're transferred to him through a process. It's an effect. It's a method. When you have a maisa kinyan, it's not like a maisa avera. Maisa kinyan is different than a maisa avera. Maisa kinyan is like... It's a... effectuating a result of transfer of bailus through a certain surah, but it's not mechira is not a maisa in the sense of like the mechanical action. It's because again, if it were possible to do something with one person, if you could do it alone, then you could say as I'm doing a maisa of like a mafkir, a mafkir my other thing. You could say it's an action of being mafkir something. I could do an action of. It can actually be a mafresh of my stuff. There's a tzuras amaisa to that. But there's no tzuras amaisa of a sale. A sale doesn't belong to an action, which is like a mechanical action. It's not like for instance, if there's no das on the two parties, you can do all the actions you want. You can pick it up, put it down. That's not kedushin. I'm sorry, that's not mechira. That's not a sale. That's not a kinyan. So in kinyan, the reality of kinyan lies in the das to bring about the effect, and it's really the effect which is the I guess in mechira is the avera. It's the fact that you're selling it. It's not the fact that you're doing an action. The Torah is formulating the iser, I guess, of furthering a geneva. So geneva is the maisa of taking the thing from his rishos. But when it says is to further it. Further the Geneva through a sale, so it has to be that it's saying it's just an effect. That it's to bring about, you're not allowed to further your Mechira, further your Geneva through selling it. Which means through, not, it doesn't mean through doing the action of giving it to him when he gives you money. It's just, that's not an action. There's no action. You can't even describe the action. The idea is rather it's to be a seller, to sell your item. And what does it mean to sell your item? It doesn't matter if you do it with a shlech or you don't do it with a shlech. If I say I sold my house, I'll say, really? You yourself picked up the whatever or whatever it is that you did? It doesn't mean that. If I use an agent, my real estate broker is my representative, power of attorney at a thing, you say, well, I sold my house. Really? You didn't? No, I didn't. You used the power of attorney. That's what sale is. Sale is a monetary, it's that, it means you've relinquished bailus through Kenyan. And it's not that the mechanic, it's true that there has to be a mechanical, there has to be a maisa, which actualizes the Kenyan. But it's not, you can't say like I've done, that's not a maisa avera. The Torah couldn't formulate mechira as a maisa avera in the way which it formulates, like a maisa of killing, or a maisa of hezek, or a maisa of, let's say, of Mi'ila, something to that effect. This is Mechira, that's what this sheet is learning. Mechira could not be formulated as a mechanical action. And it has to be that Mechira, the Aver of Mechira is to cause the effect, or to sell, just in general, to sell the stolen item. That's what it means, to sell it. So it doesn't matter if I use a Shli, it doesn't matter if you're using like the Acher to show that it's not that it can't be, you can't pinpoint a maisa. It can't be formulated as a maisa. If you have the maisa has a specific cast of a tzura to it. It means the Torah, even if it's based on an effect, the Torah could formalize like a maisa. But here it can't be a maisa. It's totally in the other guy's agreeing and the other guy's das. It's just the nature of the institution of mechira is an effect. And therefore, it doesn't matter if it's a shliach, it doesn't matter if it's with a... doesn't matter if it's with an adeacher. Tzvicha, slaughtering it, you could have said, the Torah could have set up as you can't steal it and then do a maisa shchita. So even though there's an effect in shchita, but the Torah could have set it up as a maisa. Could have said, look, this is an aver, and thus formalizing it as a maisa aver. So that's possible. It could have done that. But it's saying is, but then there shouldn't be hakesh. The hakesh is telling you it puts together, juxtaposes tzvicha and mechira. And if it were the case that mechira is an effective action, bringing about an effect, and tzvicha is the tzuras hamaisa of slaughtering, then the Torah shouldn't have juxtaposed them because they're two totally different types of things. So the hakesh is telling you that they're the same. Just like mechira is like this effective action, and therefore lends itself to a shliach, So too, tvicha lends itself to that. Yeah, she here?
Okay.
Yeah, no, so Daniel's asking a question, which is that, hold on one second, this isn't really jiving with the way we've been learning this whole sugya. Because even if you were to say that it is an effect, let's say Hezek. So Hezek, it seems to be, it is an effect, and we're not saying it's not an effect, even if you say it is an effect, but saying Inshech Dvarvera means since Divarav Divarav Talmud Divarim Yishomim, the Torah never posited the mechanism of Shliach by Avera. That's like the Inshech Dvarvera. The Torah didn't posit the mechanism of Inshech Dvarvera of Shlichus by Avera. And therefore, even if it is an effect, just because it's an effect, you still have to make that effect attributed to you when another guy does it, which is only through the institution of Shlichus. And if you say, since Devarav Talmud, which seemingly should apply here as well, the Torah should have never posited Shlichus. The Torah should never posited Shlichus. So now even if we need more than just to say that it has to be an effect in order to say that Shlichus is necessarily going to work. Okay, so here I have an answer. But maybe it's a little... We'll see what happens here. But the answer is this is what's kind of funny in the Gemara, is the way the Limud. Is that why, this is what's bothering me before, is why do you, and what's the Gemara trying to do is to show there's an exception to Ein Shech Darveya, namely Tvicha Mechira, right? So why is the Gemara so interested in Tvicha? I mean, Mechira itself, right away, should be your counterexample. It's true. I mean, you could say, look, Tvicha is all. Mechira would prove it. Even if Tvicha were, Shlichas didn't work, but Mechira is enough to prove it. And you could say, the Gemara just saying it's both Tvicha and Mechira. But it doesn't seem to be making a big deal about the fact that Mechira, or even the Braisa itself. I mean, the Braisa should say, Ma Mechira al Yidei Halokeach. Af mechira de hashliach, something like that. Why doesn't it ever? It's like almost, and no one says that. It's kind of assumed. It's an assumption that, like we pointed this out, that if mechira works through selling it to a guy, probably it's going to work through shliach also. And since that's going to work through shliach, therefore tvicha works through shliach. Like, why didn't anyone spell out that middle step? There's a middle step there. Is this deduction that since mechira works to the lokeach, therefore it works through shliach, now shliach will carry over from here to there. It's not there, So maybe it's because like this, is that if you only had mechira, let's say there was no such thing as tvicha, then you would say exactly what Daniel's suggesting, is that mechira is true, it's an effect. It has to be an effect, that's clear. Because you can't have mechira as a maisa. So it's an effect. But you'd say the Torah never posited shliach. Torah never posited shliach. Right? Because Ein Shech Darveira. But then you'd be stuck with, the way Johnny was saying it originally, is that, so what's the Torah doing by putting Mechira next to Tvicha? Because Mechira is an effect, which is an effect, and Shliach doesn't work by it. Shliach doesn't work by it. And Shchita in Tvicha is a Maisa. Shchita is a Maisa. I'm sorry, so there would be no way to make a limud. There's no limud. That's what you're not so much why it's right next to each other, but there's a hekesh. And there's a Torah putting a hekesh, there's a hekesh here. It's being a makesh, tzvicha, mechira. So what's the hekesh? What are you learning from here to there? So the saying is that it must be, I'll tell you why there's a hekesh, because if you say that the Torah is allowed, it's kind of funny, but let me run through. Maybe you can ask questions. But if you say that by Mechira, the Torah is positing Shlichus, there is Shlichus by Mechira, then it makes sense that Shlichus, Tzvicha, Mechira compared. Because then Shlichus is going to compare both of them. But if Mechira is in effect without Shlichus, where the Torah never allows for Shlichus, then there's no Hekesh. There's nothing to learn from one to the other. They're just two institutions which is naturally following the normal principles, and I can have Shlichus. But it's saying what's the Hekesh? So he's saying is the Hekesh is that it must be it's trying to teach you something by putting them together. What's it teaching you? Just like Mechira is an effect, so too Tvicha is an effect. Now, what reality does an effect have if not for the fact that the Torah allows Shlichos here? Because who cares? Call it an effect, call it a Maisa, it doesn't make any difference. If you're going to tell me we follow the normal pattern of Dura Dura Mishomim, Ain Shild Varvera. So the Hekesh is to compare the effect, Mechir is definitely an effect, Tvicha is definitely an action. Why compare them? Mechir is an effect, Tvicha, you don't know, because it could have been formulated either way. The Hekesh is telling you that they're both effect. Just like Mechira is an effect, so too Tvicha is an effect. Now, that only could have a nafkamina if you'd say the Torah is allowing Shlichos here. So it must be the Torah is allowing Shlichos here. And therefore, there's the Ayde Acher by Mechira could be just to teach you. It could be just limited to the mocha and the lokayach, but when it comes to tvicha, what reality is there to say that it's an effect? It's one guy doing it, so it must be that shliach works. In which case, this kishliach is going to work by mechira as well. Okay, that's a good question. Yeah. Okay. So Johnny's asking a question. Is that fine? So let's say you buy this that the limud is showing you the only way to understand the hekesh is to teach you that you extend shlichos from here to there. That it must be that Shlita is positing and making an exception that by Tvicha Mechira, that by Mechira there is Shlichus, and therefore by Tvicha, and it's saying there's an effect. The reality of there being an effect is that Torah is allowing Shlichus here. But why? What's the sense to saying, well, what's the, if there is a principle in the Kol Torah Kula, in Shlichus Dvar Avera, Dvar Adivar Talmud, the Torah did not posit categorically Shlichus by Avera. So why should this be an exception? See, if you didn't know that if there's only this exception and you'd universalize, then this would be great. Because you'd say it's because the really Shlichus does work by Avera. And this would be your source that Shlichus worked by Avera. Right? That's why I think you have to take this one first. Because before anything, we don't know whether Shlichus works by Avera. And we're looking for a source. And this would be a source. Torah allows Shlichus by Avera. The Rav Dematama is, yeah, but the Shlichus extends to everything called Tarkula. You know what I mean? And this would be the model. How do you know it applies to Kasira? It works here, and this is no different than anything else. But now that we know, in fact, that it is different because there are Shneiks and Bank Achad, and these are exceptions, and Kol Torah Kulo, you say Angel Dvar Avera. So the question is, so then, why should this be unique? We explain why Milo is unique, because it's the flip, the reverse process of Truma. And we explain why Shlichus Yad was unique, because Shlichus Yad was essentially a Gezela, which was through Machshava, right? Through changing, giving up your Shmira. And therefore, and even the Beis Hillel, who said you needed an action, it was really just the realization of your Machshava. So it was like a lesser type of an action. But here, why by Tvicha Mechira should there be an exception? Right? Okay, so that's a good question. So hopefully, let's try to get that for next time, hopefully tomorrow. And then we didn't do yet the other side. I'm going to go with assuming that the others learned. Maybe just look at the Rishonim how they learn. Shita no dolmi, I know talks a little bit about these. So maybe I'll look there. But I definitely a way to read. There's a real Rashi text that's like that. So I'm going to go with, if you learn like Daniel's learned, it's just the Havmina. So you could try this. If you want, you can find the Havmina. But I mean, the way Ariel's learning and the Rashi's Svarad are learning. So there's a machlokas here. So what's the other way to go? Because this is a good logic. How could, let's just spell out, is it, it means without the Hekesh, is according to other position, you could have said mechira is a maisa, right? You wouldn't know shlichus. I think. I mean, maybe now with this new thing, this hekesh thing, I don't know. I guess we have to rethink because this hekesh thing. I had a svara before I realized this complication. So I don't know, let's think. What would be assuming that you don't need the hekesh? You wouldn't. I don't know. Let's just think about the machlokes. I have to rethink the whole thing. But the other shittas we have to take. Yeah. Okay, let me just put that. Okay, another question Daniel's asking is that how by Kedushin, it seems like we said that it's a Maisa. I'm sorry, it wasn't, but it could have been. There was a Amin, it could have been. But Kedushin involves a Mechira or involves a Kenyan. So what we're saying is that it can't be a Mechira, it can't be a Maisa. So that's a good question.